USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada.
If you can present a plan of how you can bring drugs in from Canadian pharmacies and the Canadian distribution system, we're open.
During a call with reporters on Wednesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they will approve of them in a way that will be safe for the consumer. Lawmakers are taking a look at the FAA's role in regulating Boeing 737 MAX airliners.
We need to ensure that these accidents are thoroughly investigated, their causes identified.
That's Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, who says a serious question has been raised about the FAA's oversight. The Fed Reserve announced on Wednesday they're cutting rates by a quarter of a percentage point. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One gauge of the U.S. job creation came in strong for the month of July. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The ADP private payrolls report shows that the economy added about 156,000 jobs this month, beating expectations of around 148,000. It's a solid advance over May's total in that report of 102,000. The biggest gains this time coming at larger firms, as small business continued to struggle to find qualified workers. The Labor Department releases its jobs report on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Speaking at the Young Americas Foundation Summit in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence talks about the latest round of Democratic debates.
Leading Democrats advocated a government takeover of health care, open borders, free health care to illegal immigrants, and raising taxes on the middle class to pay for it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first one of two Democratic presidential debates took place last night in Detroit. Now, the second one begins just after 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Tonight, we'll see the other 10 candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Cory Booker. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, was asked on Fox News his thoughts on last night's debate.
Well, I'm not buying the storyline of progressives versus moderates. I would remind you that the lesser of two socialists is still a socialist. And what I heard last night, even from the so-called less liberal candidates, and I'm not impugning their integrity, but even from the less liberal candidates, I heard a job-killing, soul-crushing socialist agenda. The only thing missing was the Cuban national anthem. Socialism, illegal immigration, abortion, socialized medicine or moral goods, free enterprise, border security, sanctity of life, your on-the-job health insurance, those are all moral bads. And at the rate my Democratic friends are going, the American people are going to have a very stark choice during this election. Yeah. It's going to be growth versus redistribution. It's going to be, do you believe in more freedom or more free stuff? And my Democratic friends want to pay for that more free stuff out of your bank account.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.